I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 6th, 2026. Nearly one in four Kentucky counties contain no nurse trained to conduct sexual assault exams. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on efforts to ensure that no survivor goes without proper care.
All Kentucky hospitals are required to perform sexual assault exams for those who request them, but only 25 hospitals are certified by the state as having a sexual assault nurse examiner on call 24 hours a day. Still, it's a remarkable increase from 2017, when only 7 hospitals in Kentucky held the designation. Megan Allen is a certified examiner and emergency department manager at Pikeville Medical Center. It's one such hospital, the only one for roughly 100 miles.
To be a positive influence and to be a positive experience in that kind of darkness, it's definitely a specialty that's needed. I don't think any facility should ever be without it.
Becoming a sexual assault nurse examiner is an intensive process. It requires both medical forensic training and knowledge of the justice system. Jenna Cassidy with the Kentucky Association of Sexual Assault Programs says nurses need support to go through the essential training.
These people have difficult jobs as is, and then they are paying out of pocket to get this credential, taking time, more time away from their personal lives to seek out this credential.
Two recent measures are coming to fruition this year. One creates a new statewide coordinator for sexual assault nurse examiners, and the other requires training for all emergency room staff. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
A recent Kentucky Supreme Court ruling has led to a surprise leadership change at the Kentucky State Fair Board. David Beck was removed last week as president and CEO of Kentucky Venues, the organization that manages the Kentucky Exposition Center and other state-owned venues. Beck had served in the role since 2018. A ruling by the state Supreme Court last month found a Republican-backed law changing control of fair board appointments was unconstitutional. That law shifted appointment power from the governor to Kentucky's agriculture commissioner. The court ruled that part of the law violated the separations of powers, giving the authority back to Governor Beshear, something the governor says he supports.
If I'm going to be accountable, then the person who heads that board and runs that operation has to be willing to be accountable to me and work with me. And the individual that is no longer there led a charge to prevent any form of accountability.
Mike Berry, the former head of the Kentucky Derby Festival, is now interim president and CEO of Kentucky Venues. Berry previously served as Kentucky's Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Secretary under Governor Beshear. The leadership shakeup comes just weeks before the annual Kentucky State Fair. 3 people were killed in last month's flash flooding in Madison County. As Curtis Tate reports, flooding is the top killer among U.S. weather disasters.
2 people died in a basement apartment in Richmond and 1 in a car along a flooded creek on June 27th. Brian Newdorf with the National Weather Service in Louisville says forecasters try to get alerts out as soon as they can, but sometimes the water rises too fast.
Sadly, when it comes to fatalities, when you're talking about severe weather like this, it's not tornadoes, it's not lightning, and it's not those are not the killers, it's flooding.
According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, densely populated areas are at high risk for flash floods. Low spots, such as underground parking garages, basements, underpasses, and low water crossings, it says, can become death traps. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
An Owensboro immigration attorney says last week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling brings clarity to many families concerned about the future of birthright citizenship. The court rejected President Trump's efforts to restrict automatic citizenship for most children born in the United States, leaving long-standing constitutional protections in place. Davis County Attorney Susan Montalvo-Gesser has worked to resettle hundreds of refugee families in western Kentucky and serves as director of the local Catholic Charities. She says many immigrant families who had always considered themselves secure suddenly found themselves questioning their stability. While the topic of immigration will likely continue within national politics, Montalvo Jessers says the recent ruling offers renewed reassurance to many people born in the U.S. to immigrant families. Learn more when you visit us online at weku.org and the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.